Matt has a small.
Shut up.
No.
Man.
All right.
Queen, queen, queen.
You can put whatever you want on it.
To be fair, the friend did have an auto tune. So.
You got cheated on, and also concludes with I'm a. Is that the storyline?
Daddy, help me, Daddy, no!
No, we'll never throw that to you again, you mother.
Not that.
Corey made this whole story up, and I just wanted to see y'all look stupid.
Shut up.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Rife, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer. A show about all things that haunt you. From ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories. All told live from within Comedy Club.
Hey, where are my corn huskers at?
Hey, y'all be husking corn over here.
Yeah, dude, it's kind of a sexual thing over here. Yeah.
Wait, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I'm from Ohio, so like I thought we loved corn.
No, dude.
Amateur hour, bro. Just you guys have been here before, right?
Yeah. We did a Haunted Homies show here last tour.
Okay.
Just Corey and I. Mm-hmm. We legitimately did it in a haunted, abandoned elementary school.
Yep. Oh,
shit. We packed 95 people into this tiny little classroom meant for like 26-year-olds. It was a wonderful
time. For 26-year-olds?
No, for 26-year-olds.
So that's the most Nebraska I've ever heard. The 26-year-olds are in elementary school still. I just can't get over division. Carry on.
And when we were at that show, we basically found out that a huge amount of people in the crowd had a bunch of really up things that they did that they had never admitted before, but decided they wanted to do it with us on stage. Mm-hmm. And people admitted to pranks where they basically got their teachers arrested. They like put skunks in cop cars.
Chris Hansen showed up.
They threw like another student through the ceiling
in
of
the
their
ceiling.
School. So we're very curious to know if anyone here has ever done like a prank or something that no one knows that haunts them that they want to admit for the very first time. Tonight.
I see everyone shaking their heads. They're like,
there's a lot
snitches.
Of nervous laughter right here. Like, I know they've done some up can I start, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it. Lead by example.
So I've been doing something for the last 6 weeks for fun. Not filming it, not anything. Just tormenting my roommate, Wes.
Okay.
So
I like Wes.
Wes is broke. And...
Way to expose him.
Never mind. I thought I liked Wes.
Never mind.
Every day, Wes talks about how much he needs cash. He needs cash. And I was like, oh, this is a great opportunity for me. So I reached out to a friend who owns a marketing agency in New York. And I was like, hey, can you make me a fake email account under your company? Uh-huh.
Have you ever pretended to be a Nigerian prince?
No.
Like, Wesley, you have a great uncle who left you diamonds.
It's worse, dude.
Okay, throw me in.
For 6 weeks, I have been emailing him, pretending to work for a footwear company that has sandals, and I've been asking him to send me feet pics to prove that his feet would look good in the sandals. It's a real brand that exists. It's a real company that exists, but it's just me around.
What? Why didn't I know about this?
Wait,
has he sent you feet pics?
Oh.
How many?
Oh, feet pics, feet videos.
No.
No.
Has he been lathering them up?
Well, so...
Wait.
So the best part is I always send the email when I'm home with him so I can watch him open it and see what he's going to do. So every time he's ever sent a picture or a video, I've watched him do it from the living room. Just like,
No. How much money does he think he's going to make from this?
$1,500 and a free trip to New York City.
That's more expensive than $1,500.
Wow. Yeah.
What's the grossest thing he's done with his feet so far?
So I just wanted a picture of it the first time.
Okay.
Got a picture, and I was like, hey... It's an action footwear company. We need to see your feet in motion.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I was like, you know, we want to show that they're like the new Crocs, right? Yeah. So we need to see it like in dirt and in water. So I had him like just dip his feet in the pool.
No.
Just to like show. And I'm in the living room and I just see him just sitting by the pool just with his phone, just like. Just splashing his little toesies in the water.
What?
You're so mean.
And he's doing it?
Yep. And then I replied and went, hey, the brand really needs to see it in slow motion. Would you mind refilming it?
You know, you need to make it more personal. Like, after you get all, like, the professional requests done,
yeah,
just start making it creepier and creepier. Like, hey, Lee, I think we got what we're looking for, but, like, how would you like to make some extra cash on the side? Just see what he's willing to do with these feet. Make him, like, off the remote with it or something. I don't know. See how far he goes.
I never told him he didn't get the deal. I could say the brand has increased their budget. I could get my phone right now.
Up.
Is it f***ed up?
But it's kind of funny.
When are you going to break this to him?
I don't know. I might just keep it going.
I mean, see how much you can squeeze out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one I really wanted to send him is I was just curious. I wanted to see if he put peanut butter on his feet.
Make the dog lick it all. Straight up.
No.
Dude, he's got two big huskies. They'll do it, dude.
I tell him it's like a PETA partnership. Oh. We need to show that our shoes are eco animal friendly. And I just need a dog licking his toe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For this new program, peanut butter and pit bulls. Yeah.
I can keep it going. I literally, like, every week or so I email him just another request and just kind of keep it going.
Have you paid him anything yet?
No.
He still just thinks he's applying?
Yeah, he thinks he's broke, dude. He'll do anything.
He's gonna market his way into Bunions, dude.
Dude, I'm in shock right now. I cannot believe I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah.
This is just what you're doing for fun.
Oh, yeah. It's literally just for fun.
Okay.
I don't know if that's so creative or, like, how much free time do you have?
I'll be honest. It takes me, like, 5 minutes once a week. It's the best 5 minutes you'll ever spend.
All right. Well, are there any worse friends than that?
Jesse, are you
here? You talking to a spirit of Jesse?
My God.
Also, I think it's pronounced Jesus.
Jesse! Dear Lord Jesse Christ. That's the most country ever.
My Lord and Savior, Jesse.
I don't know about all this Jesus nonsense.
Oh, God. Who's Jesse?
So, Jesse is an ex-friend of mine. When I was in high school, I mastered a letter from Harvard and said that she was accepted.
We would be friends. We would so be friends. It just, you doctored a letter and said that she got accepted to Harvard?
Yeah, and I'm older, so, like, that whole Photoshop shit didn't work. Like, I had to create the logo. And I had.
Yeah, it said Hartford on it. What, so was that, you said ex-friend. Was that the end of the friendship?
Yeah.
That's lame as f***. You gotta admit, that's a good prank. That's a good prank. Did she apply for... She, they...
Yeah, she did apply.
She, got it, okay.
That's like, she was never getting in. She was dumb.
She was never getting in. She's from Nebraska.
But wait, how far did it go?
She told all of her friends and family.
No.
Yeah, the only saving grace was the fact that she couldn't afford to go.
Oh.
Good for her.
Well, that's good. Thank God.
Well, I know a guy who can get her paid for some feed pics if she wants to reapply. That's f***ed up, but genius. How long ago was this?
27 years ago.
Oh, my God. Wait, I heard that was a good time. I've only heard stories.
So obviously she knows, and you broke the news to her at some point, or did you just let it go on?
I just left it.
Wait, so how did she find out
wait.
That she couldn't go? Or did she just make the overall decision, like, I just can't afford to go?
Yeah.
She just dreamed. So how did she find out that you set her up for it?
She didn't. I've never told anybody.
Wait. Yeah. So this whole time, she's like, I could have went to Harvard. I got accepted.
She's been flexing on people so hard. You know, I got into Harvard. I did.
But I
chose to run this antique shop.
Uh-huh. You see the drive and the price of U-Hauls.
Her false confidence is through the roof right now.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, but I asked if that was the end of the friendship, so why aren't you guys friends anymore? Did you get into Harvard?
I don't know. It just got weird.
It just got weird randomly. She started to get all egotistical about getting an arm.
You don't even know.
That's good. That is a solid prank. You asked if she was here. Was that a real possibility?
I mean, she's from Omaha. She's lived in Omaha, yeah.
She lives in Omaha. This is the only thing. She's either here or at Dave & Buster's. It's like two options. Interesting.
Wow.
Can anybody top that? That's a good one.
Another hand wave right here.
In seventh grade, we tried to kill our...
Sorry?
Real quick.
Wait, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Right before she started talking, I was about to say, I feel like this is going to end up with somebody getting murdered. Because people just want to one-up the story so much harder. Okay, you tried to kill whom?
So we hated our math teacher named Hip-Hop.
That checks out.
She was like the worst teacher anyways. We voted on who was going to put hand sanitizer in her coffee. The guy, Chris, he did it. He put hand sanitizer in her coffee. And right as she was about to drink it, somebody raised their hand and was like, don't drink it, there's
cancer. Oh, snitch.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Jesse? Oh.
Hand sanitizer in the cough. Would that kill somebody?
No, it just killed 99.9% of you. Just your pinky just still lives.
Oh, man. So, did the person who snitched, were they like, there's hand sanitizer in your coffee?
Like, Chris put hand sanitizer in the coffee.
Snitched on the person directly? What a...
I was back home in Philadelphia, and he wasn't seen for like 4 years.
He just popped back up to high school?
Yeah!
So at 12 years old, your collective class decided to commit murder. Nebraska.
Oh, sorry. Flex on us like that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so attempted murder, lying on education. Is there a third example? And on a good third? Is anybody even in here?
Oh, wait.
Oh, Dan, I didn't see you. You got the worst possible seats.
That's behind the curtain.
Yeah, I know. What you got?
So my brother's a couple years older than me. In high school, we were hanging out with a bunch of his friends, and we got this great idea outside of our hometown. There's like this old abandoned house and an old cemetery.
Ooh.
So
what are we... Yeah, what am I... What? Don't we know this?
We'll tell you about it later.
You're not missing nothing. Nothing so far. She was hanging out with her brother, who was a little bit older, and they were at an abandoned house. There was a cemetery nearby, and then that's when you yelled out. I'll relay it.
So we had this old video camera and took a white shirt and put fake blood on it.
Old video camera, white shirt, put blood on it.
Everybody's got guns.
Everyone's got guns.
So we set up the camera a couple hours before and took our friends out there, and some of us got separated, and then somebody shot it. Couple shots, and then they came around the corner with the camera, and my brother's laying there with his shirt on. It makes it look like he was dead, and his friend just started bawling, and then we had to be like, okay.
You want to repeat all that real quick?
Yeah. And then she f***ed her brother? Is that what you guys heard as well?
Pull that
I can just say whatever I want because you couldn't hear it. I still don't understand it. I did hear the whole thing. You guys were doing a prank, or you were pretending to do a video?
We were, like, some of the people weren't in on it.
Some of the people weren't in on it. In on what?
Random gunshots went off.
Random gunshots went off. This is Nebraska.
This is in Iowa.
This is in Iowa. Again, not a flex.
My brother's laying there with his shirt on that's got fake blood.
Her brother's laying there with fake blood on his shirt.
I think he's been shot, but he really wasn't. obviously. So, yeah, some of the people didn't know. They really thought my brother was shot.
So the people who weren't in on, like, the fake blood prank heard the gunshots go off. They saw her brother laying there with a fake blood shirt and thought he got shot.
In this haunted...
No, they thought he was dead.
They thought he was dead, which is what happens when you get shot. Thank you for confirming that.
Wow. Classic. Classic someone murdered my brother prank.
Classic. Well, these stories went in reverse order of goodness. Sometimes you start strong. So you set the bar high.
You did.
Appreciate it.
Can we go to the fourth one? Can I just...
Was there someone in the
back? Yeah. What's just like a one-sentence summary of what happened, just so we can understand it?
I was in fifth grade, and my teacher was horrible. Like, she made everyone cry. And then one day for recess, well, she was like super allergic to dandelions.
Way longer than
Would you also try and murder a teacher? They barely make any money.
Yeah, we like brought dandelions inside of the classroom and she was like having trouble breathing and yeah, so we tried to kill her with dandelions and...
Tried to kill her with dandelions?
Yeah.
Man, are allergies the new school shootings, bro? Just bringing backpacks full of pollen into the classroom. I hate this place.
Why are we giving them guns? We gotta give teachers Sudafed.
Bro, why is everyone trying to kill their teacher?
Yeah. This was fifth grade, you said?
Yeah.
That's Nebraska.
Is that where school ends in Nebraska? Is that what you were trying to tell me?
I'm trying to imagine at 10 years old being like, I'm going to murder you.
It happens more often than you think. Wow. Hey guys, still a comedy show at the same time as a podcast, okay? Still just joking around, okay? Relax. I haven't tried to kill anybody. You guys are going to get weird about me? Attempted murder. Kind of an attempted murder.
It was a joke. It was a joke, though.
Wow. So part of the show is basically, later on, we're going to get into paranormal stories that have been submitted by people in the audience. But before we get into the more serious stories that are true, like paranormal encounters, we also have people submit stories that haunt them. Things they've done, life trauma, anything like that, to have a little bit more fun talking about those things. And then we work our way into the true, terrifying paranormal stories. Matt, I think the first one is all yours.
Okay, you'll give me the long one.
And just so you know, too, when we're done reading this, we know who wrote it, we know they're here, we have questions.
Logline: my dog climbed on my head, and then it was discovered that he had cum in my hair.
Nebraska!
Good boy! Goose, a good boy!
Come here.
Let me guess, his name is Rocket.
Rocket, come.
Not here, not here.
Sorry. Oh, man, he gave you a treat. That's cute. Oh, okay.
He's actually just the smartest dog ever. He's like, you said, come here, Rocket. Yeah. I did what you asked.
Fuck your face. Okay, I'm excited to figure out what kind of dog this is. All right. It's August 2022. My buddy Kyle had ventured to downtown Dallas, Texas. Wait,
can we take a guess what dog it is first? Because it's either a Chihuahua just like ha, or
no, I have the
or it's a German Shepherd just ah.
No, I'm thinking. I hope it's a Great Dane, because that's just like a dude coming in your hair. You know what I mean? Like at that point, that's a massive animal.
That's just Dane at that point.
Just Dane. My real guess, boxer. I feel like boxers for some reason have that in them. What do you think?
I'm kind of hoping it's just like one of their homies.
You know, like my dog.
My dog came in my hair.
I hope it's Dog the Bounty Hunter. Okay, all right, keep reading. It's August 2022. My buddy Kyle had ventured down to Dallas, Texas to sleep in a fraternity brother's couch for 3 weeks to make it seem like he put an effort towards fulfilling a post-undergrad dream move. Knowing he had ADHD and that effort was short-lived, I came to expect daily press releases via FaceTime from the man himself, detailing all the exciting feats he had accomplished from the couch that day. On one particular evening, we stumbled upon the subject of my atrociously horny puppy, Bruce.
Oh,
Bruce. Oh. Bruce is a King Charles Spaniel.
a cutie tricolor coat. At this point in time, Bruce was 5 months old. You can come at 5 months at a puppy?
Well, that's 35 months and he's 3 years old.
Wow.
That did not help.
No.
Just a toddler.
I don't know how far. No. I don't know how far that goes in dog years. Now you do. But it does seem like he came out swinging early. Much to my dismay. Who says that?
Much to my dismay.
Somebody went to Harvard. Bruce was a generous lover. Couch cushions, stuffed animals, German shepherds. Mind you, any grown man could pin Bruce within a 5-yard line, so he was reaching. Fire hydrants, decorative candles, to name a few. They were all on the menu. He was ready to make Bruce Jr. before I got the chance to chop off his crown jewels. Bruce chose his targets carefully, striking like a snake in the underbrush. What? It was all premeditated.
What?
That's so much thought put into a dog looking at something, being like, I'm gonna f*** out of that. I had answered Kyle's FaceTime from my living room couch. Unbeknownst to me, Bruce had scaled the arm and navigated his way to the backside head of the couch, stalking me like a lion would do a lonesome gazelle. Bruce crawled the length of the couch to read my bear and just recently shampooed and conditioned head. Oh, I got you. Okay, that was some grammatical errors in there. Anyways. What occurred next can only be visualized through the medium of feral raccoon falling out of a tree and landing on an innocent bystander below. Bruce mistook me for a... Did he? I quickly wrestled him gently into my lap and continued to zone out from the call like nothing had happened. Enter Paula, my mom. As any loving mother would do, Paula took notice of the glimmering sheen that was on full display at the base of my skull. Was it a new fad? Did my daughter get highlights? Did she rinse out after she applies the poo? All thoughts that come to mind. Spelled C-U-M. That's a good one. Paula lifted the clump of my hair to reveal that Bruce had reconditioned my hair himself. With Kyle as my witness, I was horrified.
Ew.
It's a little bit of applause. That's the end of the story, thank God. Yeah, it pretty much finishes when he does. That's okay, where is Nina? Oh, Bruce is here. That's good. It's not contagious. Shut up. Talk like a person right now. How was he?
He's still adorable. He's mature now, so like he's good.
He's taking on bigger targets. How old is he now?
He's a little over a year.
Oh, you should have brought him.
I should have.
We all would have given him some pats. On the head, you know. Has he sensed any humans?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, the best kept secret, you know. So, when your mom walked in on this, was she just horrified, or was she like, "Oh, honey"?
No, we were all confused at first, really, and then we were like, "What was on you? Like, what has been on my head recently?" And then I was like, "Oh my gosh, my dog."
Was there any part of you that thought this was left over from a previous guy? Was there any part of you?
No, I don't think. I just got out of the shower.
Virgin. Okay. How do you dispose of dog jizz? Like, is it a dry Bounty paper towel? Back in the shower.
The thing is, I had a witness because I was on FaceTime.
Thank God.
If you didn't have a witness.
Oh. Yeah. Who would you have told anybody?
Oh.
Well, you know what's funny? You still didn't have to. Like that guy, Kyle, is it Kyle? Okay. Yeah, he's with Jesse. Yeah, you still didn't have to tell the story is the best part. I didn't ask. The show is submit your haunting paranormal stories, not who's been f***ed by their puppy. Different show. Okay.
Yo.
Hey.
God damn.
Is he here?
He just whistled like a Bruce.
I'm just tired of very boring stories and I have an amazing one.
Oh. Damn.
I'm gonna be honest with
you. Very confident.
I'm excited.
You'll all be very happy.
We'll all be very happy. Well,
it's
the great thing
299 other people in here. You gotta impress.
And
you're coming in hot.
You're a lit up target right now. If this doesn't go well.
So I had an ex who cheated on me.
I wonder why.
Because all men cheat.
Okay. You had an ex who cheated.
I was just going about my business, and I said, I don't have to target everyone. All I have to do is find one girl and make her a target. And everyone will make a wide path. And he immediately contacted the girl that he was targeting, and she contacted me and said, this X, Y, we need to talk X, Y, and Z. And I said,
Hold on, are we talking about a story or are we doing algebra?
I'm a little confused. Why is he targeting this woman?
He was trying to see her.
He was trying to see her, okay.
He was trying to see someone else. Okay.
And she got in contact with you?
And she's like, look, these are the facts and this is what happened. And I was like, I need a minute. I'm going to see him tomorrow because he worked out of town. But I'm going to see him tomorrow. You just send me all the screenshots. I have work to do.
So you were going to confront him?
Well, eventually.
Did you just take a sip in the middle of your story?
Yeah, don't take a water break like you're killing it right now. Don't. Send me the screenshots. I got work to do. I'll let y'all sit on that. I'll wait.
So I immediately contacted the Nebraska Cornhusker, who is actually...
Is that your police department?
He's a prominent football player. I'm not going to throw his name out. And I said, I need you to come help me make a video for my friend.
A TikTok?
I'm not going to lie, I don't know what the f*** is going on in this store.
If I could take a guess, I think it's going to end with you making a tape with someone to send to him. Is that what it is? Does the story end with you got cheated on and also concludes with I'm a... Is that the storyline?
We got it!
Is that it? Yeah.
Nice!
That's the story you submit after the show.
You're literally a corn husker. Got it.
Ew, dude.
Corey, I think she puts a lot of in her...
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
She puts it in and comes out, no corn on the cob, just clean. Oh. Just.
Instead of a cream pie, I gave her a creamed corn. So gross, dude.
Ew. Okay, you know like corn with like all the leaves that come off of it? That's her labia. No, that's just.
With the strings on it?
Ew. Why'd you do this? Why did you do this to us right now?
I think that's definitely the man's version, but...
Wait, what?
Call the man
Which
up.
Man?
Call the man up.
Which man's version? The ex's?
All three of yours.
Three!
That's your version of the story, but that's not how it went.
I know, but you should have wrote it down.
What happened? Last night, like I.
Oh, who'd you come with?
Everyone.
So messy. So messy.
Wow. I still don't think I know the story.
Dude, from the beginning, I didn't understand the story.
No one knows the story.
But it might be the best story tonight so far.
It's too long.
Okay, so here's what happened again.
It hasn't even happened yet. You haven't even heard the good part.
What hasn't happened?
The good part.
The good part? All right, skip to just the good part.
All right, just the good part is I made this video and...
And what? Hold on. The tape.
And...
he had always wanted, my boyfriend always wanted to be tied up, and I wasn't like okay with that. But I tied up this kid, and...
You tied up this kid?
Wait.
Chris Hansen, come out now. Come out now, Chris Hansen. Whenever you're ready.
And this is why fifth graders murder their student and teacher.
That kid, he's obviously in college, but I'm old as and
don't say obviously in college, like you didn't say kid.
Because he was a Cornhusker. He played for the football team.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm intrigued now. Carry on.
So,
what was his number?
My guess is 8 or above.
I mean, he was 26.
Okay, 26 in college still?
It was his last year thing.
Yeah, I think it's the last year you're allowed to go to college. He's 26. Was he gonna be a doctor?
He is a doctor.
He is a doctor. Good. Okay.
Now, at this point, yes, he is a doctor.
Okay, so you tied up this doctor child.
I did. So I made this video, but my ex always wanted me to tie him up.
Uh-huh.
So then the next night, I tied him up, but I made sure that he wasn't going to rip apart the beds. I tied him up to himself.
Did you make him watch the video?
I put it on the big screen behind me and threw it on surround sound video while I was on his...
Whoa.
Man. Hold on.
Wait, what's... Oh, man.
Hold on. Did I understand this correctly? Your ex-lover, husband, boyfriend, whatever, cheated on you. You tied up his son.
No!
Oh, okay. I thought you tied...
No, this another kid, dude.
Wait, you're just tying up random children and... I'm so confused.
She was f***ing the guy. Well, while she was on top of him, she put on the video of her f***ing the other guy on the screen behind her.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tied up the football player's son, filmed you... No.
I'm done with you. You're not following.
None of us are following. Oh my God. What do you think was harder to watch? This boy being tied up on the screen or her on top?
Can we move the screen in front of you, please? Can we please?
That is, that's devious, but that should have been along with the prank stories in the beginning of this show.
That's like cockinception.
Gotcha. Cockinception?
Yeah.
Contraception.
Contraception, sorry. That's what she is naturally, got it.
Wow. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that story. Thank you. We should have went to David Buster's, dude. All of us should have went to David Buster's, man.
Well, I got a good one. This says... The joke I'll never forget that my boyfriend made in the middle of...
Oh, this will be good, dude. I love to ruin the mood so much. It's my favorite. If I make you laugh during sex, that's way better than making you calm, dude. That's way better. Way better. Okay, go ahead.
At the beginning of my relationship with my ex-boyfriend, he used to joke that my cooter sounded like it was beatboxing. I'm telling you, babe, we not that. Not that.
Just with the magic wand.
Quick, someone get Atlantic on the phone now.
Atlantic Records.
Okay. Oh, and then it says, queefing. My mom said it means his penis is too small.
That's not a thing. Not a thing. Maybe don't be blowing burps on dudes in the first place, okay?
Okay. So one night, we're doing the damn thing, and he stops in the middle of everything and says, drop the beat.
Drop the beat!
That is so funny. I'm stealing that.
Oh my god.
DJ!
I'm stealing this so much.
Okay.
Is there more?
It says he later ended up cheating on me with my best friend that he claimed to hate for a year.
To be fair, the friend did have an auto-tune pussy. So...
Yep.
That is the evolution of music.
T-Pain?
Oh my god. Okay, Kaylin... Oh, right here. Can you give us an example of the beatbox? Yeah.
Can you drop the beat?
Bluff Matt has a small penis.
What's that?
Say it again.
If I have a small penis, well then get in the studio. We about to make a record.
We getting on Billboard.
We got a top five record.
Okay, so this... I'm still laughing at drop the beat, because that's the funniest thing to yell out in the middle of sex. Drop the beat. And did you? Did you indeed drop the beat?
No. Wow. I just laughed.
You have to laugh.
I wish when he said drop the beat, he pulled out, you queethed, and he started playing like drums on your titties.
What's that dude with that video of the old man playing the fucking slap? You know what I'm talking about?
He just fucking like Blue Man Group on you. Just...
The Blue Ball Group?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Queefing. He had nicknames like Queen LaQueefa.
The best one was Wendy's Queefinator.
Wendy's Queefinator? Like Baconator? That's not a good one. Queef Ledger, maybe.
Yeah. You know,
Queef Queef. I was gonna say Queef Keef. Yeah.
All right.
That's a wrap. There's zero black people here. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Hi.
So you guys never went to the studio?
No. You just could have made beautiful music.
I don't know. Maybe he's doing it with my ex-best friend now.
Damn.
She's ugly too, so.
She's ugly? Well, so are some of the best musicians.
I'm just imagining you're like walking on a boardwalk and there's your ex-best friend and your ex just making music. There's a hat.
Well, like a guitar case. There's a vibrator box. You can just leave change in.
Street performers.
Yeah. Skeet performers. Oh. Yeah. Gotcha. Wow. Well,
that was beautiful. Thank you.
That was a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that with us. He sounds like a very funny guy. Huh?
I said, is she gonna queef or what?
Imagine if we all were like, queef, 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 queef. We could have, but you guys didn't want to bully her into it, so that's fine. That's fine. Would have made the show the craziest show of all times, but you guys wanted to have morals and values and respect, so that's fine. Whatever.
And prove it didn't happen!
Prove it or it didn't happen? I feel like it happened. So now we've tackled some of the topics and some of the stories from you guys that haunt you emotionally and traumatically, but now let's dive into what the podcast is really about. And that is the paranormal. So we're going to read some more stories that you guys, some people here in the show, have submitted. So let's all chill out a little bit. Make yourself comfortable. Pretend like we're around a fireplace. Tell us some spooky stories, okay? Nobody yell out. Nobody be rude. Nobody queef.
I'm just happy you're looking at me.
I am looking at you. I would actually love for you to set the ambiance. If you could be like, shh, shh, shh.
I can laugh too.
One, two, dogs are coming on you.
Oh.
Three, four, that woman's a whore.
Six, Matt has a small...
Shut up,
no,
man.
All right, now it's a stupid song. It's a stupid song. Nobody laugh. The bit's done.
9, 10, I'm never coming back here again, you mother...
I hate this place, dude.
Wow. Okay. Paranormal story time.
Well, also, we haven't asked yet.
What?
Who here believes who doesn't? We haven't asked yet at all.
We haven't even set the tone.
No. So out of curiosity... Because we don't know, who here believes 100% in the paranormal, in ghosts, in the spirit world? Make noise, make noise, make noise.
Okay.
Good amount.
Yeah, she's got a built-in spirit box.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so a good amount. Okay, all right, now, opposite, it is fun to learn as well. Who straight up just does not believe in the paranormal? Like, you just don't buy it?
Right here. 2, 3.
Okay, not a lot. Can I ask you, sir, why you don't believe?
I honestly don't know. I've never experienced anything to make me.
You've never experienced anything to make you. You ever witnessed a beatboxing pussy before? Doesn't mean it's not out here. Very well possible. Well, that's kind of the hopes of this podcast. We talk about some of our paranormal adventures and people's other experiences, in hopes to kind of turn you into a believer. So. Let's see if the people here tonight who submitted their stories can do that exactly that. Corey, you want to set it off?
So this story is pretty long, and we do this thing sometimes where we'll act out the story.
That means it's going to get gay.
No.
Start the story, Corey.
Let me get my dowsing rod.
All right, so y'all two going to act it out?
Okay.
Yeah. This is the story that not only completely changed whom I am, but it made me realize my life is not what I think it is.
Ooh. Whoa.
Okay.
That could be the log line for most of the stories we heard tonight.
All right, get ready to act it out. You guys should stand over there.
I don't know what it is yet. What's the scenery?
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
I was 17 years old, and I have never experienced anything paranormal in my life. Life was going great. I was the star quarterback on my high school's football team.
Dude, if this is from the kids who she I'll lose my mind. I'll lose my mind. Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay, keep reading. All right, so he's the quarterback for the football team.
I had straight A's. My girlfriend at the time was the head cheerleader, and everyone at school loved me. My family was very well known. My dad had just opened up a portable Build-A-Bear van, and he would stop by the school after class, and everyone would go Build-A-Bear at my dad's van.
Next story. Before this gets incriminating. Come on in, kids. You want to build a bear? You can put whatever you want on it.
We were very popular. Everyone loved it.
Everyone loved it. Okay. We're making money, baby.
Until one day, something happened that I'll never forget. One day, a girl went to my dad's Build-A-Bear van in the parking lot to make a bear for her little sister who had just lost her toes in a snowboarding accident.
Aww.
Okay. Everything was normal. She made the bear, took it home, and gave it to her little sister. Nothing out of the ordinary until one night, she said while she was asleep, she woke up to the bear on top of her ceiling fan, just staring at her.
What? Oh,
she
She screamed bloody murder. And her whole family came running in. No one put the bear up there.
What'd you do?
Nothing, keep reading.
Okay. The only way you can reach up there is by a ladder. The next day, they call my dad and accuse him of breaking into their house and moving the bear. My dad would never do that, and he was at home asleep during the time that it happened. A few days go by, and everything goes back to normal. Until one night, I go to bed. I wake up at 3:13 in the morning to hearing some rattling outside my window. I didn't think much of it, thinking it could be an animal, so I went back to bed. This is when things get bad. Probably 20 minutes pass, and I wake up to my bed shaking. I open my eyes, and what I see will forever haunt me. There are four people standing in the middle of my room just staring at me. I start screaming for my family, and the four people start walking closer and closer to my bed. My dad busts open the door, and me thinking he's gonna save me, he does the complete opposite. No, no. Daddy, daddy, help me, daddy, daddy, no. No. He walks right up to the four strangers and just stares at me. Now I'm freaking out. My dad slowly walks next to my bed and starts brushing my hair. He whispers in my ear, "Now you know, Michael, the bears are real.
I'm gonna enter you."
Me being half asleep, thinking this is a dream, I just look at my dad and say, "What?" Somehow, I didn't notice earlier, but all four people were holding a Build-A-Bear, and so was my dad. They circle my bed and start chanting, "The night of the day, the oceans beware, put your soul in Satan's bear."
What he said.
Me just laying in bed in total shock and confused, I have no idea what to do. So I did it. I wanted this to end, so I started chanting with them. "The night of day, the oceans beware, put your soul in Satan's bear." After I said it three times, everyone stopped. My dad pulled out a candle and kissed me on the forehead with the bear. He said thank you and that my mom would explain everything when I wake up. All four people then give me a kiss on the forehead and said, "Night, night, baby boy."
Night, night, baby boy.
They all left. Everyone left the room, and it's just me laying in my bed in total shock. I somehow managed to accept what just happened, and I go to bed. What? How do you go to bed after that?
Yeah, you gotta stay up and drop the beat.
Womp, womp. The next morning, I wake up and my mom is cooking breakfast. I immediately run up to her and tell her what happened with my dad and the four strangers in the room. My mom, in total shock, looks at me and says, "What are you talking about?"
"Why?"
"I am your father."
"Luke. These are my pronouns."
Then she rips off her head and she herself is a giant Build-A-Bear. Also, Corey made this whole story up and I just wanted to see y'all look stupid.
Shut up.
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
You dude.
Yeah, I swear. Yeah.
Dude, the whole story, I was like, I can't wait to talk to this person. I had so many questions. It was especially terrifying because so many people bring me Build-A-Bears to shows. And I was genuinely concerned.
No, I made it up.
Man.
But now we can read a real paranormal story.
Okay,
now.
Yeah, let's read a real one now, you did.
Am I reading?
Yeah. Can I confirm this person's here before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Madison.
All right, perfect.
Now we know it's a real story.
I'm sorry. It was funny.
I like that I got four kisses from Matt, though. That was cute.
Thank you.
All right. This story, the log line reads, we only became friends after almost dying while using a Ouija board.
Gasp.
We were convinced that something was attached to our friend. He had only ever had bad experiences with Ouija boards, but we thought it was because he wasn't using them correctly. Was that there a demonic seagull in the back? He invited us over to his place, and we set up the Ouija board in the basement. Our friend was outside while we were getting everything ready, and we should have stopped after the first incident. We saw a figure in the room, did a tarot reading, and pulled the tower, and felt a presence behind us while lighting the candles. Despite the occurrences, we still used the board when he came back down. Our mistake. The board only responded to our friend asking the questions. None of the responses made sense until it spelled out God, G-O-D. This sends our friend into a full-blown panic attack. The last time he had used a Ouija board, it had spelled out God, and he never wanted to use one again. While he's sitting there debating the meaning of existence, we're not asking questions, and the board spells out my full name. And then it spells out my birth mother's name. No one in that room knew that I was adopted, and I had found out my birth mother's name only a few months prior. I'm internally freaking out, and he has no clue what's happening. He felt uneasy and needed to go outside. We take a breather and decide to pack everything up. We left him outside while we went back down to the basement. The last thing I said in that basement was, I think something is attached to Ridge, and we need to get rid of it. No sooner did those words leave my mouth, we heard an explosion, and the entire house shook. We thought the pit of hell had opened.
It was just a queef.
We called Ridge to come back down, and he couldn't hear us. We later found out that his dad had walked out of his camper, lit a stick of dynamite, threw it at the house, and went back to bed.
What?
What in the Omaha?
Missouri?
Not better.
His dad had no idea what we were doing. He has no memory of using the dynamite. We can't explain what happened. We've never used a board since, but we're best friends because of it, even if we picked up an emotional support demon in the process.
Where's Ridge?
Not here.
No longer with us?
No, we don't know where he's at.
Is he in Oregon? Because that's my ex-husband's name.
Wait, what? Wait, for real?
He's also rapper. From Missouri.
He's a SoundCloud rapper? You should pair up. A little spiritual collab. Interesting. Okay, so what ended up being the outcome of the demon situation? You felt like something was attached. What'd you do?
Jerry. Yeah, I think it attached to me. I started like seeing more. Like I'd be like in my room and I would see something just like peek around the corner and my would get moved.
Are you better now?
That was so genuine.
Aww.
That was so cute. Also, mind your f***ing business.
Did we all just casually pass by the point that you just have dynamite in your house?
It wasn't our house. So it was his mom's house, and his dad was living in a camper, like 20 feet behind.
Oh, he lived in a camper. House, but his dad lived in the camper.
20
the
feet behind.
If that isn't a happy Nebraska marriage. Whatever.
Children under the age of two.
Camper?
Yes.
Hold on, so the dad had a separate family in the camper around back?
We don't ask those questions.
We need to ask questions.
When's the last time you had a demon experience? If you think things started happening at your dorm, how long ago was this?
That happened three years ago.
3 years ago. Okay, and what's the last experience you had that you feel like that thing that attached to you was still fucking with you?
Wait, you can't hold secrets now. What the fuck? Stop whispering. I will get a piece of dynamite. And
why are we skipping over he blew up the house? Just a wall.
It was by the window.
To the wall.
It was great. Wouldn't recommend.
Okay, what are you whispering about? What information are you withholding right now? Because obviously it's something important and you're not telling us, and that defeats the purpose of us trying to like share and be open-ended.
I mean, I just see shit all the time around me. Like, I see it around corners, like my shit gets moved.
You see anything in here? Good.
We see a giant portal in the back of the room.
It's a black hole. Because he's a football player. Whatever, dude. You see things all the time? Like, give me an example of where you usually see things.
Just like anywhere where I'm walking.
Anywhere where you're walking? Driving to... What do you see when you're driving? In the back seat? Mm. Like, you can see stuff in the rearview mirror?
Yeah.
Like hair?
Just like a person.
Oh. That's fucking terrifying. That's my pants. Also, you're the worst Uber driver ever. There's a demon in the back. Take me to Arby's. Like I told you, 0 stars.
Wow.
Ridge is still convinced that there's shit around him and shit's attached to him, but...
Ridge still thinks there's things attached to him. I mean, that's the danger of a Ouija board. That's why I don't fuck with it. Elton brings one everywhere we go. I refuse to fuck with it. That's exactly why. Dynamite.
You know what? I got a question for the whole room. We've never asked this. Make some noise if you've ever played with a Ouija board.
Wow.
See how
wow
that is?
That's all of y'all haunted, just so y'all know.
Wow. That's way more than I thought.
Yes.
I've never used one because I've heard nothing but terrifying stories. Like, nothing positive ever comes out of it. You what? Oh, you watched my special where I talked about sleeping with the girl who used the Ouija board? That's different. That's secondhand. And she did use both. Stupid. Well, fantastic story. Thank you for sharing that. That scared the shit out of me. That's scary in both realms. You're not scared of the demon. You're at least afraid of the dynamite. And that covers a full round.
Yeah. I'm curious. We haven't asked yet.
What?
Is there anyone here, obviously didn't submit a story, who has ever had an experience, an encounter, either themselves or been in the room and witnessed it, not secondhand.
Over here?
You have been pushed downstairs.
You've been pushed downstairs?
Yeah, I've been shoved down the hallway. Somebody grabbed me out of a doorway, pulled me in the room and shoved me down the hallway.
You've been pushed and shoved down the hallway? Can I ask a unrelated but related question? Do your friends consider you uncoordinated?
No. Do you drink?
I do drink.
Oh.
Well,
moving on.
My mom has been pushed down the stairs and she broke her ribs.
Your mom got pushed down the stairs and broke her ribs?
She also got pushed down the stairs and dropped me down the stairs while I was a baby.
Wait, hold on, what? You got pushed down the stairs and dropped her down the stairs when she was a baby?
This ghost is playing dominoes.
My mom was carrying her down the stairs at 9 months old and somebody pushed my mom from behind and dropped her down the stairs.
Oh, your mom got pushed while holding her when she was a 9-month baby and like fell down the stairs with her?
Yeah.
Hello, Child Protective Services. Not okay.
She's okay now.
Yeah. She's okay now? Yeah, well, wait till the tick.
Do you know why though? Did the occurrence just happen and that was it? Or did you ever try and actually investigate and figure out if it was something, if you could figure out what it was?
No.
Oh, okay. You just said my daughter almost got murdered. Moving on.
My mom doesn't want to, like, bring anything into the house.
Too late.
It's pushing people downstairs. 9 months too late.
Oh, Matt.
Dude, that's a good joke, and if you didn't like it, suck my entire
dude. If anyone wants to grab any merch, we have 2 t-shirts, a hat, all of this shit. Everything that we sell literally goes to paying all the camera guys that you see here, the editors, everything that we need to make the show happen, to travel around and bring this to life. And it's all going on YouTube as well. So all of the merch literally goes right back into that. So if you want to grab anything, it'd be superbly appreciated.
If not, they'll starve. Omaha, thank you so much. Enjoy your week.
Thank you guys.
Be safe. We'll see you guys soon. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well. For the full experience, find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.